That music can mean only one thing.
You know that's right.
And that means Carrie Wood is standing by. By the way, Carrie Wood, brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Hey, Carrie.
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. A heartbreaker yesterday in 12 innings as the Cubs lose. And you know, you got Dusty Baker there chewing through like 14 trees worth of toothpicks during the game. You got
a couple set the wristbands.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Sweated through it all. Yeah, you got that Bryce Howard, who I can't stand. I think he's Ron Howard's kid. I don't know. I just there's
Harper,
Bryce Harper, whatever.
Bryce Howard was there too, though.
Yeah, Bryce Howard. Yeah, but Bryce Harper, who I hate because he's always he's an everybody killer, but he seems to always play particularly well against the Cubs. So it was
Dusty's birthday too, or something.
Was it Dusty's birthday?
I think so.
Oh. God's sake. So they got beat in the series, but don't you think that's a team that we're going to see in the playoffs, you know, God willing?
Yeah, that's who it's going to be. I mean from the way I see it, I think we're 4-2 against these guys in the season. We swept them first time, obviously ran into a little bit better, hotter team this time around, but we were right there in the two other games. I mean, last night's game, I didn't stick around to the time change. I'm here in London right now. Actually, the time change is a little bit too much for me to handle last night, so I didn't make it to the end of it. But first series, we've lost in 4 or 5, so I mean the Cubs are rolling right along.
As a player, do you play with any different intensity when you're playing against a team like this, knowing that you know this is the team you might be facing down the stretch, and it kind of matters how you face off with each other?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously it depends on who you face and, you know, who your pitchers are. If you're facing them in that series, you may go through a series and not face their 1-2, so you're not really going to get a taste of what you will face in the playoffs. But we got a chance to face Scherzer the other night, and he looked really, really, really good. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know what he's capable of and his dominant stuff, but, you know, we had some chances. And so, obviously, last night we had a few chances from what I read this morning, but we'll be fine. We get an off day. We got a big series coming up against Pittsburgh, and then obviously St. Louis is always huge. So we've got two series coming up here against teams in our central that we need to continue to have some separation in the standings and continue to play good baseball.
Kerry, Albert Almora's hitting .353. He had a game-winning hit Tuesday night. That's all in just a week's worth after getting called from AAA. Today, more news about another prospect making it to the bigs, Wilson Contreras, the catcher of the future, they're calling him. Have you ever seen a team just continuously roll out prospects the way the Cubs are doing it? Seems like every couple of weeks they get another top prospect up at the major league level.
I haven't seen a Cubs team do that in my existence, but I've seen St. Louis do it, and it looks like we're following suit. St. Louis, it seemed like every year for past 10 or 12 years, every time they bring somebody up, he was throwing 100 or he was hitting, you know, 10 or 15 home runs in the first couple of weeks. So St. Louis has a good history of doing that, but the Cubs are just they're moving and shaking, and they're bringing in the next guy. And, you know, Almora has done a great job since he's been here, and they're making another move here. But I think it's a sign of things to come. It's a sign of the way this organization was built, the job that Theo and McLeod and Jed and these guys have done, put this team together. It's just I think we're going to continue to see this. These guys are going to keep coming up and keep pressing the envelope.
It's something special, that's for sure. My gosh. Fun to watch, too. Remember last night we were here, Ro, we had one eye on the game.
Right. We're not supposed to do that, Carrie.
We're not supposed to do that, but we admit that we were because it was that exciting.
Right. Even though the Cubs are in our DNA, as we like to say around here, we're supposed to pretend that that's not going on and go on with the show. And all I wanted to do was go, oh, come on.
I know. It was so hard to concentrate.
It's only going
to
get worse as the season goes on.
It's probably true, it's true, right? I mean, that's the...
How true is that?
The real issue here is that it's become so much fun. I now have to set aside X amount of time a week to watch them for years, I didn't have to do that.
Unless you're going to the game, you might not pay as much attention at this point, but now you don't miss a minute.
I would just look at the box score at the, you know, the next day or whatever. Go, oh yeah, well this happened or that happened, or you know, on a weekend if I had nothing better to do, I would do it. But it felt so low in priority, and now it's right back up there.
Oh yeah.
And I look forward to it every night. I just want them to have night games. Well, for selfish reasons, too. I don't want them up against us.
What a difference a couple of years makes, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It's amazing. Right, let's talk a little bit about some of the other teams of the National League. because if you look at the standings across all of baseball, American and National League, you know, the best teams have about 35 wins, except for the Cubs, who have 44 wins. And San Francisco and Washington are both above 40 wins. Now, it seems to me that there's a lot of power there between the Nationals, the Giants, and the Cubs. And it that's shocking to me that I don't, you know, I'm looking in the rearview mirror, sort of deeply in the rearview mirror, at Pittsburgh and St. Louis, at least at the moment. Yeah. But I'm being foolish about that, right? Because that's, by the time we get to the All-Star break, people can make up, you know, they're 9.5 games in back right now of the Cubs, but that could get made up in the second half.
Sure, a 9.5 game. That's a big, you know, it's a big differential. But it, like you said, it can be made up. It takes one cold streak for us, one hot streak for them. It's all about timing. Obviously, Washington's going to be there in the end, and San Francisco is just obviously there's a reason they've been in the World Series as much as they have in the last 4 or 5 years. But yeah, you can't sleep on the Dodgers either. The Dodgers are a great team, and it's these West Coast teams that we tend to not focus on as much because we don't get to watch them as much. But the Dodgers obviously have a good team, and they're going to always be in the mix down there in that NL West. But San Francisco's got a great team, and we've obviously just saw what Washington can do. But there's some power at the top of these divisions for sure.
Right.
Well, and Kerry, it's not as if this team really has any needs or holes to fill, but as the trade deadline does approach, is there an area you think they can improve in?
Well, I mean, I think we're looking to replace Schwarber and Soler in that left field spot as the season goes on. Obviously, I think we can handle this. We can handle it right now, and provided we don't have any more injuries or anything that comes up, our arms look great, and our starters are doing just incredible, and awing me every time out. So I feel really good about the team. I don't see any moves. Obviously, I'm not in those conversations with the front office. I'm sure they always are looking to get better and make every possible move to give this team every chance possible. But as of right now, we look great. We need to get the guys healthy that are down right now, and worry about staying healthy and just going out and worrying about what we have to do and not focusing. And it's a good thing. We're 9.5 games up. We don't have to look at St. Louis. We don't have to watch Pittsburgh. We can just focus on what we're doing and go out there and take care of business, which seems to be what we're doing. So
it's really nice not to think about St. Louis.
It is.
I like to
clear your mind of at least one thing, Ro. You still have Trump there, but you got...
Well, they'll be in town next week, Ro, so they'll be front and center. You got Pittsburgh this week and then right into the Cardinals. So you go from that playoff atmosphere against the Nationals into six games against the second and third place teams in the division. But, Kerry, do you sort of take... We talked about the playoff atmosphere against the Nationals over the few games. Is it almost sort of a reminder to the Cubs that they are the target and everyone's target? They haven't won anything yet. And, you know, they lose 2 of 3 against the Nationals. Can you take that as a reminder and sort of build off that as the season goes on?
Oh, absolutely. Especially these teams at the top of the division and in the NL East and NL West. You play these teams at the top of the other divisions, they're tired of hearing about the Cubs. They're tired of reading about them. They're tired of seeing the highlights. They're tired of all the hype, you know, and they want to say, hey, you know, you haven't mentioned much about us on ESPN, so we're going to show you what we got. And so you're going to get the best of the best when you go into these towns and, you know, especially in the NL East and NL West, when you don't play them 16 to 18 times a year. You're going to go in there and you're going to see their best. Their number four starter may step it up that game and have his best game of the year. So you have those guys that step up and have those big games against these teams with all the hype. And the Cubs have the target, but that's, I think Joe attacked it early in spring training and had that talk and made the shirts and embraced the target. And it hasn't seemed to affect us yet, but I have no doubt in my mind St. Louis will always be in the mix. Whether we're 9.5 up now or 10.5 or 11.5, they're going to be in the mix down the stretch. So it's nice to not worry about them right now, but they'll be there at some point, I'm sure.
All right, well, happy birthday, Kerry Wood.
Yeah, happy birthday.
We mentioned
it was Dusty Baker's birthday. It's your birthday, too.
Yeah.
Is that why you decided to go to London for the birthday?
A little birthday celebration in London. Did the London Eye today, which was terrifying.
How's the food?
I'm scared of heights, so I'm not wasn't wild about that. But it's been great. Weather's not too bad, and London and Father's Day and birthday in London, can't beat it.
That is awesome.
You getting together with the Queen? You do that thing like you sometimes see on TV where the pitcher in the booth teaches everybody on TV how to throw the cutter. Are you gonna do that with the Queen?
Yes. We had tea and crumpets today, and I showed her how to throw a split finger.
Yeah,
oh,
here's
I
good,
love
now,
it.
Now what you gotta do? You gotta move those fingers right across. We'll see the seams right here.
Oh,
get the radar gun out.
Yeah,
radar gun.
She
on
throws
the
her.
Queen.
She actually throws her shoulder out. I mean, it's just it's a bad kind of deal right there. Hey, it's a funny thing because. Did you see this story? Darren McFadden of the Dallas Cowboys. He broke his elbow diving for his cell phone.
It's a brand new iPhone. You can't let that hit the ground.
Right. Now he's going to be out 2 months.
Broken elbow.
So didn't you hurt yourself getting out of a hot tub once?
Yeah.
Why do you have to bring that up?
Yeah, we did.
You did. It happened. And it's like, you hear about these things that happen. I remember Sammy Sosa, throughout his back, right, sneezing. There are also
other stupid things that happen that we can't say that, hey, we did. This is how we did it. So sometimes you have to be creative and say, hey, I was diving for my cell phone, or I fell getting out of the hot tub.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sometimes you got to get creative.
Right. It's like skiers. They always say, it's like doing moguls is how they hurt themselves when they were really getting off the chairlift. That's the storyline goes.
Well, sometimes there was a party that I seem to remember. There was a fairly famous hockey player who hurt his ankle at a concert. It was dark. It was dark. Yeah. I couldn't
see those stairs.
A lot of people.
Stairs.
Sometimes you step on somebody, boom, something happens. So I don't know. Is it time now to tell what really happened to you or no? No.
Maybe later. I mean, it could be another show. But yeah, it's probably time.
Right.
Kerry Wood tells all.
Contract anymore?
Yeah. Who's it going to hurt now? I mean, let's be honest. Uh-huh. Well, it's funny because you hear about these things and then you wonder, okay, come on, really was that? Although I could see a guy. Oh, look, Darren McFadden makes millions of dollars.
Right.
If the cell phone breaks, doesn't he have a guy that's just a cell phone catcher that's in front of him at all times?
Has a guy that has an extra one on him in case he drops it or loses it.
Right, exactly.
Buy three at a time. Why not?
Yeah. I don't think I'm buying that story.
You're not buying that one?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some guys I've heard of guys that have come to spring training with broken things and, turns out they didn't fall training on the treadmill. They didn't fall off the treadmill and break their wrist when they were training for the season. They actually potentially may have hurt their wrist flipping a motorcycle or riding popping a wheelie and falling off their motorcycle. But turns out they actually, they hurt it training for the season. So, there's always interesting stories. A couple weeks before spring training, those stories usually come out.
I believe the cell phone story because why would you make that one up?
That's
because
true.
The real story is much worse than that. That's why.
Cell phone?
It must be way worse.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Well, last year there was a football player. I can't remember who it was, but they had just picked up a pizza and had put it on the passenger seat and had to hit the brakes really hard. And the pizza was about to go flying, and it reached over as fast as it can, and he strained an oblique or something. That I can believe because you can't let the pizza go.
I do remember that story.
I have to look up who it was, but that one's understandable to me. You can't let the pizza fall apart on you.
Finally. All right. Well, Kerry, thank you very much. Enjoy
your birthday.
Yeah. Enjoy London.
Thank you so much.
Say hello to the Queen for us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I certainly will. I certainly will, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Kerry Wood, our baseball analyst, number 34.
There's a guy that knows how to celebrate a birthday.
Time to celebrate Father's Day. But
hold
are there
on.
Any
I don't know why that
why
happened.
Why is that happening?
I don't know why that happened. What did I do that?
I don't know.
All right.
Errant toss.
That was right.
E6.
That's what that was?
That's a wild pitch.
That's an offsides right there.
There it is. Offside, wild pitch.
That was something that shouldn't have occurred. But yeah, he knows how to celebrate a birthday. That's right.
Just a quick trip to London, yeah.
Do you want to...
Great place.
Did you want to... Does Bronco Potter Medic want to throw him a party at Little Bucharest?
No, I'm kind of sick of going to Little Bucharest.
How many years
those
later?
I gotta eat my mom's food at home. I gotta eat it at the restaurant. Like, come on.
And she has a personal, phenomenal cook at home, throwing up amazing meals all the time.
Yeah. I had the leftovers on my fridge, and my mother-in-law and my babysitter were like, wow, this is great food. Where'd you get this? I was like, well.
And then everyone's asking how to make it.
I don't know.
I didn't make it. Quit asking me all the questions.
Mom!
What's the recipe for the cabbage rolls?
Everybody's asked me how to make the cabbage rolls, and I don't know. Would you call him and tell him?
Her mom's going to start texting her again.
They're annoying me, Mom! My sweaters aren't folded!
Right. She won't get positive
pull that iron out.
Yeah.
We won't give her positive reaction unless we
get do.
The recipes.
Why is it that we're the only ones paying rent on this show, Anna? What's wrong with this?
No, but that.
Hey, you can move in.
Got a budget.
You can move into the Powell household. Mama Powell and Papa Powell won't charge you guys. Hang out in the basement, drink some Muscle Milk, do some curls for the girls.
Have Carrie Wood come over and show us how to throw the splitter.
Carrie can hang out in the backyard. I got plenty of yard back there. Throw some heaters.
All right, walk it off. Walk it off. 60 feet. Come on. Walk it off. Let's go.
Get the old catcher mitt out.
Yeah, here we go.
Be fun. And then you can take us to London over the weekend.
It's hard to leave home at a certain point because you have so many, benefits, so many services.
Yeah, like free rent.
Mom, Carrie Wood needs more Muscle Milk.
Can you imagine carrying him over to your house?
At first he thinks it's your house, and then he realizes right. It's not.
It's like, oh, wait, who are the people upstairs?
Michael Steele wants to know where the wine opener is. Can you imagine the whole show into Kevin Powell's
room. Got the big screen TV. We'll have a billiards tournament. There's a, dartboard. That'll be fun.
I'd invite you to my house, but no one wants to come.
Let's go to the restaurant. We'll go to the restaurant, and we'll shuttle over to the Powell household basement.
Got it. All right.
Everyone's invited.
Oh. Mom, okay. Brett Baer says he needs toilet paper!
Check with your mom. Let her know that we'd like to do the
show
there.
I'll double check, but it should be fine.
Everybody on the show goes over there.
Perfect.
Just see where we get. Coach Ditka showing up.
Hey, Muscles.
Yeah.
He'd be tapping the keg, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
That's code.